Welcome to the
Manological
Podcast.
Hello and welcome to the Manological Podcast. We're back for Series 10. As ever, with each new series, our club members reset. So our new batch of podcasters have all been busy in the first few weeks of term getting things underway for this new series. We've got a few returning members and some children joining us for the very first time. So let's meet them.
Hi, I'm Bobby.
Hey, I'm Roshan.
Hello,
I'm Shaq.
Hi, I'm Freddie.
Hi, I'm Eliza.
Hi, I'm Ethan.
And we're in Year 4!
Hi, I am Lach.
Hello, I'm Sophie.
And I'm Aria.
I'm Cody.
Hi, I'm Sebastian.
Hi, I'm Nate.
And we're in Year 5!
Hi, I'm Davina.
And I'm Arthur.
And we're in Year 6!
Great to have them on board. Here's what they'll be bringing you on this week's episode. We have news of this year's Year 6 production, which you will not want to miss, and we have a Manolodge sports update too. We have a comedy script and a whole host of music and film features. Plus, we have a twist on our usual teacher interview this week. Instead, we have an alumni interview with a former pupil of Manolodge from the past, who happens to now send her own children here currently. More on that later. Let's get things started with news of one of the highlights of the school year, the Year 6 production. The children launched the show in assembly earlier this term and have been busy rehearsing this week. Here are Lach and Nate from Year 5 to tell us everything you need to know.
Hi, I am Nate.
And I am Lach, and today we are going to be talking about the Year 6 production. They recently launched it. It is, drumroll please,
Annie. It will be taking place on Friday the 5th. Sunday the 8th. Here's the synopsis.
A girl named Annie is in an orphanage run by the mean Miss Hannigan.
Annie is picked up by a man who takes her into the bustling New York City.
A rich man called Albert Finney. Annie lives in a mansion with him.
Then Mrs. Hannigan, her brother and his wife make a sneaky deal which will put Annie in danger.
Can Annie uncover the truth, or will she put herself even more at risk to making Miss Hannigan's plan stronger?
If you like the sound of it, please consider buying tickets.
They'll go fast, so get them straight away. They get sold out very quickly.
The first half is an hour before a short interval, and then one more hour before the show ends. Thank you for listening to our part of the podcast. Make sure to rate, like, subscribe, and tell your friends.
Look forward to possibly seeing you at the production.
Next, we have something new for the podcast this week. Every week, some of our school sports captains record a video update for the newsletter, and we thought the audio would fit well in here too. So here are Freya and Jesse from Year 6 with this week's sports report.
Hello, and welcome to this week's Sports Roundup. I'm Freya.
And I'm Jessie. We've had Year 3, 4 and 6 cricket fixtures this week, all against Kingshot. We started the week with Year 3 playing away, and we had 5 mixed teams out. This was Year 3's first fixture of the season, and we were excited to see if they could apply the skills they had been learning so far. Across all teams, the effort and determination to improve was clear to see. We saw some superb fielding and lots of children hitting boundaries with the bat. Everyone showed improvements to their bowling, and it was a fantastic afternoon of cricket. Team 1 won comfortably by 28 runs. Team 2 won by 11 runs. Team 3 drew in a closely fought game. Team 4 came up just short, losing by 5 runs. Team 5 had an astounding 22-run win. Amazing Year 3. You all worked so hard, and we are looking forward to your next fixture. Freya, can you tell us about the Year 6s, please?
Absolutely, Jesse. We had the boys playing away at Kingshot and the girls playing at home. On the boys' side, the B and C team earned a comfortable win, mainly down to some tight fielding and consistent bowling. The A team played hardball again and came so close to winning, but lost by 8 runs. On the girls' side, the A team felt they missed opportunities in the field to take wickets and didn't score as many runs as they would like to, so came up just short. The B and C team also lost on the day, as Kingshot was stronger than us. All the Year 6s have been enjoying playing cricket, and as the saying goes, You either win or you learn. We will move into the next fixture and look to make improvements in our game. Jesse, we finished the Kingshot fixtures this week with Year 4. How did they get on?
Year 4 played 5 Kingshot teams at home on Thursday. It was a mixed cricket fixture like the Year 3s. Team 1 dominated in every department and won by 50 runs. Team 2 had a very close game but lost by 6 runs. Team 3 scored freely and won by a convincing 40 runs. Team 4 had the closest game of the afternoon, winning by just 1 run. And Team 5 also came away with a win. 4 out of 5 wins was a good result, but importantly there was a lot of effort to improve, particularly bowling consistency. Well done, Year 4. Back to you, Freya. Have you got another joke for us this week?
Actually, I have, Jessie. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
What's a batsman's least favourite bird?
I don't know.
A duck.
Haha, that's a great one.
Well, thanks, Freya. Well, that's all from us again this week. I've been Freya.
And I've been Jessie.
Stay active, everyone.
Next, here are Eliza and Ethan from Year 4 with a Guess the Song game for you to try at home.
Hi, I'm Ethan. I'm here with Eliza, and we're going to do Guess the Song.
This is the easy level. This is the first song.
You don't see stars here, they're just city lights.
This is We Hug Now by Sydney.
Number 2. Is We Will Rock You. Now is the hard level.
First things first, I'ma say all the words inside my head. I'm fired up and tired of the way that things have been. Oh, ooh.
This is Believer by Imagine Dragons.
This is Unstoppable by Sia.
They say the holy water's watered down.
This is Audrey by Alex Warren. Four, hard level 4. This is Bieber, Justin Bieber.
Okay. This is the extreme level. This is 1,000 by Ed Sheeran.
I let it fall. This is Set Fire to the Rain by Adele. Thank you for listening. Rate, like, subscribe and tell your friends.
Sticking with the music theme, over to Bobby now, who has a rundown of the top 10 songs of the year.
Hello, I'm Bobby, and I'm with the top 10 songs of 2025. In number 10, Beautiful Things by Benson Boone, a popular song that is expected to remain in the charts. And a very catchy song, in my opinion. Number 9, Pink Pony Club by Chappell Roan. Another Chappell Roan track that has been gaining attention. In number 8, we have Sailor Song by Gigi Perez. A song that is currently performing well in the chart and could continue to climb. Number 7, Good Luck Babe by Chappell Roan. A song that could be a top 10 hit. One of my all-time favourites, Birds of a Feather by Billie Eilish. Billie Eilish is known for her hit songs, and this could be another one. Number 4, Die With a Smile. Lady Gaga by Lady Gaga and Bruno Mars, a duet that is expected to be a major hit. Number 3, That's So True by Gracie Abrams, a song that has been trending and gaining popularity, potentially becoming a top hit. APT by Rose and Bruno Mars, a collaboration that has been a hit, is expected to remain in the top charts. And at number 1 we have Messy, a hit that is all over social media by Lola Young, a song that has been charting highly in the UK and could stay in number 1 for a long time. Thank you for listening to me.
Music and film have proved very popular with this group this week, so here are Aria and Sophie from Year 5 to tell us about the actors in the movie Wicked.
Hi everyone! Today we're talking about Wicked!
Elphaba, Glinda. Elphaba, Glinda. I'm a witch.
And I'm a witch.
But which is which?
Well, here's the sitch.
We were roommates back at school.
Elfie's awkward.
Glinda's cool.
We were strangers.
That's no lie.
But now we're besties, ride or die.
The school we go to, it's called
Shiz.
I study hard for every
quiz.
While Glinda chases boys with
Riz.
But one day we'll both meet
the Wiz.
Green,
pink,
green,
pink,
green,
pink.
Stop. This song's good.
Kind of a bop.
Green,
pink,
green,
pink,
green. Pause, no better team.
In all of Oz.
BFFs.
You know it.
Bet we'll tell the haters.
Say less.
Good one.
Thank you.
That was great.
Not as great as my roommate, Elfie.
Linda.
Wanna kick it?
Let's go fly.
Now that'd be wicked.
I'm Sophie in Year 5.
And I'm Aria in Year 5 too.
Today we're going to introduce you to the actors of the film called Wicked, which is a very popular movie.
First up, we have Jonathan Bailey as Prince Fierro.
Secondly, we have Michelle Yeoh, who is acting as Madame Morrible, a teacher.
Next is Ethan Slater, who is Bok, a munchkin.
After that, we have Marissa Bode as Nessa Rose, Elphaba's younger sister.
Now it's Kiala Settle, who is Miss Coddle, the head teacher of Shiz.
Then we have Peter Dinklage, who acts as Dr. Dillamond, Elphaba and Galinda's teacher, who is a goat who can talk.
Now it's Jeff Goldblum as the Wicked Wizard.
After that, it's Andy Nyman, who was Governor Throp, Elphaba Throp and Nessa Rose Throp's dad.
Then we have Bowen Young as Glinda's college friend called Fanny.
After that, Bowen James as another of Glinda's college friend called Shen Shen.
Now it's Ariana Grande as the popular Glinda.
Lastly, we have Cynthia Erivo as Green Elphaba.
Thank you for listening to our part of the podcast.
Remember to
rate,
like,
subscribe and
tell your friends.
Bye!
Shaquille, Roshan and Freddie are here next to combine our themes this week with a game of Guess the Movie from the Song.
Hi, I'm Shaq.
And I'm Freddie.
And I'm Roshan.
And we're going to play Guess the Movie by the Song.
So this is how you play. We play a song and you have to guess what film it's from.
Easy level. Number 1.
La 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 la, chicken. Steve's loving chicken, yeah, stinky as hell. Mama sits and now you're ringing the bell. Crispy and juicy, now you're having a snack. Ooh, super spicy, it's a lava attack.
The answer is Steve's Lava Chicken from the Minecraft movie.
Number 2.
It's time to try defying gravity. I think I'll try defying gravity, and you can't pull me down.
The answer is Defying Gravity from Wicked.
Number 3.
For the rest of your days, it's
The answer is Hakuna Matata from The Lion King.
Medium level. Number one.
You may look down on them, but they are free.
You can't catch me.
And where they go cannot be controlled.
No one looks down on me.
They look down on us, brother. Some things you taste.
The answer is, I always wanted a brother from Mufasa.
Number two.
Come along if you feel like a room without a roof.
The answer is Happy from the Minions.
Number three. The answer was YMCA from the Minions.
Hard level. Number one.
Send me sorry up through the atmosphere, up where the air is clear. Oh, let's go fly a kite.
The answer was Let's Go Fly a Kite by Mary Poppins.
Number two.
Little girls, everywhere I turn I can see them.
The answer is Little Girls from Annie.
Number three.
It's supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. Even though the sound of it is something quite atrocious, if you say it loud enough, you'll always sound precocious. Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
The answer was Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious by Mary Poppins. Genius level. Number one. The answer was Under Pressure from Happy Feet 2.
Number 2. The answer is Idol Scene from the Minions. Number 3. The answer was Zero to Hero from Hercules.
Thank you for listening to our part of the podcast. Remember to rate, like, subscribe and tell your friends. Bye!
Davina and Arthur from Year 6 have created a comedy script for us next.
Hello, I'm Davina.
And I am Arthur.
And today we are doing a comedy script.
Today, we're doing the vortex.
In the vortex, you just chuck it, right?
No, this is very serious. Do not mess around. You run, then chuck it.
Same thing, genius.
We're geniuses?
It's actually genii.
Scene change!
Two people fighting over something.
Mine.
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 I have an idea that we just be kind to one each other.
Okay, it's yours.
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 Okay.
Damn it. Wait, what were we fighting about again?
Scene change.
Time to pay you.
No.
Why?
I want to buy a car.
You need money to buy a car.
I know.
Then why won't you let me pay you?
Because I don't want money.
But you want to buy a car.
Yeah, I know.
Seriously.
Scene change.
Meow, 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 meow.
Are you done?
No. Meow, 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 meow.
Are you done?
No. Meow, 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 meow.
Are you done?
No. Meow, 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 meow.
Are you done?
No.
Are you done?
No.
Are you done?
Yes.
Good.
No.
Are you done?
No.
Are you done?
No.
Are you done?
Okay.
Arthur!
Thanks for tolerating us!
Indeed. Thank you very much, guys. We finished things off with our interview for this episode. Now, usually we interview members of staff from Manor Lodge, but I've been speaking to Mrs. Durst-Cassian in the office, and she's been talking about how she's trying to connect with the Manor Lodge School alumni, so former pupils that have been to Manor Lodge in the past. Now, we happen to have a couple of parents here at Manor Lodge who came here as pupils themselves, so we thought it'd be a good opportunity to speak to some of them and talk about how the school has changed over the years. So here are Cody and Seb putting the questions to Mrs. Godfrey.
Hello, welcome to our part of the podcast.
My name is Cody.
And my name is Seb. And today we will be interviewing a former student of Manor Lodge who is also now a parent here, Samantha Godfrey. Hello, welcome, and thank you for coming in to speak to us.
Hello.
We'd like to ask you about what Manor Lodge was like when you came here as a child and how it has changed over the years. First of all, can you tell us when you came here as a pupil?
Oh, good question. That was a long time ago. So I started in 1992 and I came into, it was the first year they had, and I came into year one. And then they had from year one to year six. And it's changed a lot. So when I was here, they had the white building. And I think that was pretty much it, just the white building.
When you were a child, what were the playground areas like?
So we had the grass where you aren't really allowed on by the tea club. So that grass we had, that was our play area. And a little bit where the reception area is, that was a similar playground. And that was all we had. Didn't have the fields. We didn't have beyond the Astro, nothing. That wasn't there. That was all blocked off.
We know the school has had some building projects. So was the school as big when you came here compared to now?
It was nowhere near as big. We used to have a little porter cabin, which we used to have all our assemblies in. We used to have our lunches in a porter cabin as well. It was totally different. All this building we're in now, which is the library building, that was all obviously an extension. Yeah, and so even the playground area, there was a reception playground, which was different as well.
How many year groups were there and how many classes were in each year group?
So there was two classes in each year group. When I started, I think I was the second year, so they had reception year one. And then as the school went up, I think it was they started adding on each class, I think, if I remember rightly.
Was the school year uniform any different from what it is now?
Yes, it was different. We had blazers and we used to have big, heavy grey duffel jackets. The jumpers were quite similar, and the tie were not like that. I think they were totally maroon. I'll have to look back on that one.
Were there any teachers that taught at Manor Lodge when you came here that are still in the, at the school today?
No, there aren't. So when I started, Mrs. Barnett was here, and she was a teacher, but she left a couple of years ago. Yeah. And Mr. Dunn, who left the year that Jessie started, he was my English teacher, and then he got to head.
Okay. Are there any other big changes you've noticed since you were at the school?
Lots of big changes. Pretty much the whole building, everything. But the school ethos, I would say, is quite similar. I'd say it's still very similar to what it was when I was younger.
What was your favourite school lunch as a child?
I was trying to remember this because Cody asked me that. And I think that when I started for a good few years, we had to bring in school, we had packed lunches. We didn't get lunch. We didn't get a school lunch as such. Unless I only had packed lunches, but I think people didn't really have school lunches when I started here.
What schoolhouse were you in?
Centaurs.
What was your favourite subject?
Probably maths, I would say, and art.
Okay. What do you think was your favourite year in school?
What was my favourite year? That's a hard one. Maybe year 6, once all the exams were finished and we decided what school we went to.
Fine. Did you have a favourite book as a child?
My favourite book, I used to love Roald Dahl, and I used to love, there was a series called, I think, The Babysitter Club, and I used to love that series.
Are there any particular highlighted moments that you had at Manor Lodge that you still remember?
I used to love all the school fetes, and they used to involve us quite a bit. I used to help out at the school fetes, and I used to love that. That was my favourite. The school trips, that was also quite fun.
How would you rate your experience at Manor Lodge out of 10?
Oh, 10.
Having come here as a child yourself, what made you decide to send your children to the school as well?
I would say I wanted something that was nurturing and just a really special family environment. And I still felt the same when I came to see it as when I came here. So that's what made me decide that I wanted my children to be here.
Now, having been connected to the school for so long, what are your overall thoughts of the school that you'd like to share?
I would say enjoy it as much as you can. There's so much nurturing, there's so much out there to do. Do every club you can do for children that are doing it, for parents. What else would I say? What are my overall thoughts of the school? It's a kind, nurturing place to be for any child.
Thank you very much for coming and letting us interview you. We hope you enjoyed it.
Thank you for having me.
Bye.
Thanks very much to Mrs. Godfrey for taking the hot seat and being our first ever alumni interview, and thank you all for listening. Well done to all the children for their contributions, including the outro music you're about to hear, which is a piece created on Incredibox by Roshan, Freddie and Shaquille.